we was at Saint. I think every lead, we was playing little games, like, yo, every lead change, somebody buy me a drink. And that's why I ended up how I ended up when I was how I was on It Is What It Is. I was talking about 14, 15
shots.
Yeah, so.
We up 2-0. I'm not about to act like this shit about to be calm in here tonight. I don't know where the music is at. I don't give a fuck. You it's be me. Getting me tight. 2-0. Knicks. You be getting me tight. 10 down. 6 more to go. Tight. We champions in New York.
Get your ass down.
No, I'm not going to sit down. Since I had these Ewing phones, I ain't moving. Wait, which camera? You be getting it's these right here. Tight. I didn't. You my bad.
Hey, I swear Femmes and Reds part in this.
This is Sounds by Oso.
Welcome to Code 240. I'm your host, Greg Desir, and I'm here with the leader of the Knick Coalition, the people and the players coach, Mr. Josh Smith.
Here we have it. 2-0 lead. Like I anticipated, OG ran down. I think he's missing one game. You know how I feel about Diawara. I think this is his moment. I hope Mike Brown don't go vogue and start the guy that we got from San Antonio. I don't want to mispronounce his name. You know it?
No, I don't. What guy from San Antonio?
Damn, it's the NBA show. It's Sacron.
I don't even know who
I'm
you
not sure
about.
If it, I do. I call him Sacron.
Oh, I didn't. The Sacron's what I call him too.
I guess.
Anyway, listen. We got a lot going on today. We're going to talk about you and your uncle. We're talking about First Take. We're going to talk about It Is What It Is in yourself. But we're going to get back to the Knicks right now. So, game two.
So you stopped me to talk about what we're going to be talking about?
I did, but I wanted to let everybody else know what we're going to talk about for today.
To go back to what I was
originally
talking
about. We're
going
to get right back to you started right. Without me having to, lead the conversation. But we're here. We'll get back into it. Game two, out the way, 108, Knicks win. It was a closer game. What do you feel was the reason why the game was closer than the first game, game one?
There was an adjustment to make. Game one, they was focusing on Joel Embiid offensively, and game two is more of a free-for-all, fast break game, like faster pace. So it's two totally different things. So Cat has problems guarding the pick and roll when you're not trying to pass it to the roller. Like Maxey needs a pick, and it's just to get downhill, and after that he's thinking score. So he's attacking Cat, and Cat is not a shot blocker. Mitchell Robinson comes in. You know, like I said, it went exactly how I thought it was going to go. It was a close game, 62-61 at halftime, and then we broke it open in the second half. And we didn't really break it open. It was a good game all the way to the end, but we prevailed in the end, man. We got better. We have the closer. His name is Michael Jalen Brunson.
Well, with that being said, OG's is out, as you mentioned earlier. I know you said you want Diawara to start, but do you feel like the energy that the 76ers had in game two is going to translate to tonight's game in game three?
I would hope so. They're at home, so, you know, we expect them to come out really, like, gunning. But, like I said, when you start Diawara, I feel like him with the combination of the Deuce, Shamits, off the bench, we got like a next man up type of roster. Like,
right.
We don't have a one OG to replace OG, but we got three, four OGs on the bench.
So if the Knicks take it tonight, and they go up three, you feel like it'd be best for them to let OG rest game four or anything like that?
Yeah. If he doesn't need to come back, don't bring him back, because the hamstring stuff is a little funny. But I have been calling him 2019 Kawhi, and it fits right into the category. Oh, your hamstring hurt, you still playing a little bit. This is really our year. It's crazy.
Philadelphia is giving away 500 tickets to people in the area and shit all over there, so New York fans don't come and take over Philly area, Philly's arena. What you think about that?
I think that I'm jealous, and the Knicks need to take notes. The bottom line, Yo, so the celebrities that I always complain about that are in the front row, right? Why don't y'all take y'all money and go to the skybox like rich people used to do? Let the poor people be at the front. Like, I was watching a game the other day. They got the players row. No disrespect to y'all, but whatever. Players row. Old Knicks and stuff like that. Who aren't, y'all not like career Knicks where it's like, they'd take anybody that was free that night.
Right.
It looked like it hurt when they stand up. So when we score, they just and it's no energy and nothing like that. How you going to punch a player on the other team by accident? You know when you get up and air punch? Like, we might want to accidentally snuff somebody on Detroit. That'd never happen with these old people that's in these front rows. Philadelphia is giving away tickets. That means you letting people in that probably can't afford to be in there, that probably do certain things for a living, that are probably a certain type of people that need to be in there making sure people that, like me, are uncomfortable.
People like you are uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it. And I don't think you want to snuff anybody in Detroit. Isaiah Stewart is with that shit.
What?
Isaiah Stewart? You run down there. I don't think you want to snuff. I'm just saying. You don't want to leave Detroit alone.
Listen, first of all, it might not be Detroit, but that's another convo for another time.
Yeah, so you going to Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah? So they can expect you out there?
Yeah, I'm going to be with Charlie Mack, though, so he's like this Philly security.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'm supposed to be good with him. Anything happens, it's on you, Charlie.
We were at Saint watching game two. Josh, to the Baja podcast, was on there with you at halftime.
They didn't call me back. I had a prediction. My prediction turned out right, like it usually does. And I be loving talking to these NBA players and then just being right. Like, because at the end of the day, yeah, y'all play, but that also means that y'all didn't watch. You can't play and watch. There's only 24 hours in a day. Did you sleep? You got to sleep, right? You grow in your sleep. Y'all are 6'8", behemoths. So,
Raymond's not that tall.
Excuse me?
Raymond's not that tall.
Raymond?
Yeah.
He's taller than you.
He is.
He's taller than me.
Not a behemoth, though.
All right, but he got more sleep than me.
Okay,
seen him lately?
No, I haven't.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, I was right. Y'all ain't pick up. I don't really like that. When you right, when you wrong, I want to hear from y'all.
Y'all called us. Josh was there. Major prediction. I don't know. It was scary. I don't know what's going on with y'all, but to the Baja.
Now, what do you mean? You can relate. You get cooked every day over here.
I don't get cooked. First of all,
he don't got no chance. He got to show up.
I got to show up, but I don't get cooked every day. Let's really get that straight.
Pick and choose. Don't be. Answer that phone. Answer that call.
Well, listen. Let it be known. I've been right. Shoot, we could talk about the Harden part. We could talk about the Paul George part. They're all going to lose.
You're jumping around. Next topic.
What are we talking about?
Josh, let me ask you a question, man.
Ask me.
This is how hyped you was last year in round two. What makes you think this year is different from last year?
I'm going to tell you what. It's not different. It's the same. Last year, we overachieved. We beat the Celtics. Y'all ain't pick us to do that. Now, y'all didn't pick us to win the championship. Y'all pick us to get there. So we got to overachieve again, and now overachieving is winning the whole thing. Tell them, Mace, you like winners? Fuck with the Knicks. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was me on It Is What It Is. But what it really is, I've had these sneakers on. So somebody in Atlanta, my man's Javon, you know, he collects stuff. He's a big Knicks fan. Not on my level, but he up there too. He had these just sitting there, and I'm like, let me get those. I paid with it. Whatever the business was. But I haven't taken them off since. Y'all see how we ended up in that Atlanta series? Y'all see how we starting this Sixers series?
I know them shit stink.
I ain't changing these sneakers until we lose.
Nah, nigga, them shit stink. I know they smell bad.
Put your foot up there. Now, who foot look like it stink more?
Yours.
Mine's or his. Your sneaker shoulder leaning. Anyway, give me the belt.
No.
Nah, yeah, but we was really on it. He's another one that kind of jumped into the we celebrate too soon, yeah. Or he's been being disappointed for 50 years. But I'm about bringing a new energy into the situation. I'm going to make players want to come here. That's what y'all never did. And when I think about the Camerons and the 50s of the world, like, y'all are who like this generation like wanted to be like. So how, why, and where y'all are from should be like a staple place where they're trying to end up playing, and it's not. So me, you know, I'm bringing that essence. Like I look cooler than other media people. And that's it. If I be like, yo, this is my team, they're gonna want to be on my team, so I can speak highly of them.
So what's the relationship with It Is What It Is? You guys gonna be doing this more often? Are y'all gonna be chopping it up some more?
Nah, yeah, and that's another thing too. So I'm gonna use that relationship. So I was in a club the other night, right?
Yeah.
And story time. And the girl, you know, she has a little bit of sports in her algorithm, obviously. But even if you don't, Cameron will pop up. So she was looking at something he said, and she cracking up. I'm like, oh, you? Oh, I gotta call him back. Like, man, you left him already the other day. Like, what?
Nothing, bro. Yeah. So that, and that helped you. Did you bag it? This is a segment that we always go through, Josh. Cash or trash? Ask you some questions. See what you feel. How you feel about it? Let's start off with this one. Cash or trash? NBA fans turning every playoff series into a legacy talk.
Cash. I mean, you're talking about things that occurred, moments, playoffs, like, you know, playoffs develop moments. So. Yeah, cash.
Cash. Next. All right, let's go to the next one. Cash or trash? Who's more delusional, men about their hoop dreams or women about athletes wanting relationships?
That's an easy one. I mean, men with hoop dreams, some of them actually come true.
Right.
Men in relationships, especially athletes. You know what? Let me dive a little bit deeper.
You might need to. Go ahead. Let's talk about this.
So I just need them to understand how hard an athlete works. Like, when we was going to school, people like me was choosing to have fun, cut a little bit. You know, you got to dedicate so much when you that nice,
yeah.
and in that small percentage of those people to make that type of money.
Yeah, I've been there.
So then you get there to that point. And then you're supposed to share that with somebody just because they're pretty?
Not at all.
Just because, you know, we fornicate? See that? I'm bringing out big words and everything. They need to hurry up and cut my check. Write the contract.
No, you're doing a good job.
And, why is it that I should split my worth when you wasn't here for the work? Like,
you wasn't there shooting in the gym?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. So you're always stealing somebody's line. Next.
Well, it's a line. All right, next question. Man, you just mad. Cash or trash, Josh? Austin Rivers versus Draymond Green, 1v1. Austin Rivers called out on the Baja, so.
Trash. And, y'all, I'm tired of the disrespect. Draymond Green is currently playing. We seen Draymond Green strip Kawhi Leonard in a was it the play-in?
Yeah,
eliminated him in the play-in, stripped him the last two plays or something like that. Kawhi Leonard was elite this year. How much Kawhi Leonard averaged this year? 28 points a game, a career high. Draymond Green is defending him right now. Austin Rivers hasn't played since when? So even if he can beat him one-on-one, y'all know I'm busy being Draymond Green doing what I do in the real NBA. Don't disrespect me. Like, it's the same as somebody calling out Austin Rivers right now. That's never been in the league. It's like level
fitness. Yeah, Austin Rivers was nice too, but all right. So you got Draymond winning that 1v1.
It's not even. It's one of those things I wouldn't entertain if I was him. I just guarded Kawhi. I'm gonna go play Austin Rivers, who obviously can't make an NBA roster right now. You're in the media.
I mean, listen. He's probably past his prime, but Rivers was nice.
What do you mean prime? He's retired.
That's what I mean. What I mean, still past his prime age wise. Age-wise, prime. That's what I'm talking about.
Like, Draymond is the same age.
Well, Draymond's past his shit, too.
Guarded Kawhi. That's why. See, I bring up the facts.
Draymond.
He just guarded Kawhi.
Yeah, but Draymond's
Kawhi
also
is averaging his career high this year. Prime right. What? Prime is just
I said Austin age is out past his prime. I'm not saying Draymond shouldn't be playing.
So I'm saying you're comparing somebody that's playing with elite players in the NBA right now.
Listen, Austin Rivers called him out. And he said, play me 1v1. So I just wanted to know your take on that. And
I'm just telling you why it's disrespectful to even come at an NBA all-defender type player like Draymond Green this year.
Yeah. Yeah. If you say so, right. No problem. No problem at all.
Man. Like, yeah. I get to say that Steve Kerr might have held me back. Who are y'all?
Draymond gets to say that?
I'm saying if I'm Draymond, I get to say that. Who are y'all?
Why? How does he? How? How does he say that? Like what? What was Draymond? Where did he hold him back? Hold him back from scoring?
No. What do you mean? Whatever he said that since 2016, no play has been ran for him, meaning that he hasn't been the focus on offense since they picked up Kevin Durant.
Why the fuck should he be?
Because he
Why should he be? Because
he was before that.
No, he was helping. He averaged 14,
what do you mean he was
helping? He averaged 14 points this season right before KD got
there. How much assists?
I don't know, maybe six assists.
Seven?
Six. All right, okay.
14 and seven, you're a focal point.
He's always been good at passing
and
facilitating.
So you're a focal point.
He's always been good at facilitating. He helps the offense. I get he's a focal point, but we're talking about him scoring, right?
You're
talking
about offense. That's assists and scoring. He's a facilitator.
But he was mad about so he's not mad that he's getting the assist wasn't his issue. His issue is plays being ran for him to score.
No, it wasn't. Just plays being ran through him.
So
let me make the decision. I'm in the position to either lay it up or pass it. That was his role until Kevin Durant got there.
And even when KD left, he still did play defense, pass the ball.
No, what he's saying is when KD got there, he got taken aback. And when it comes to his
role. Hell fucking yes, Kevin Durant.
And then Kevin Durant lost, and it was never recovered. So when people are making fun of his numbers and stuff like that, but not talking about the other side of the floor where he guards premier power forwards and switches off and guards just as elitely.
We're not doing that because the reason why we're not doing that because he mentioned plays being ran for him. So that means he's talking about offense. We're not going to talk about defense.
He's talking about Steve Kerr.
And the offense.
And in ways that he held him back.
In the offense, right?
Right.
I won. Josh, speaking about 1v1s, I asked you about Draymond and Austin Rivers. I got a list real quick to see who you think will win in a 1v1. Right? We're going to start off like this. Allen Iverson versus Chris Paul.
Allen Iverson.
Dwayne Wade versus James Harden.
Dwayne Wade.
Carmelo Anthony versus Tracy McGrady.
That's T-Mac right there.
Yeah, I know, but and
Melo.
You got Melo?
Yeah, I
got
to take Melo.
Oh, I respect it. All right. D-Rose versus Russell Westbrook.
Which D-Rose?
D-Rose before the injury.
Well, which Westbrook?
First OKC Westbrook. Like as soon as KD left and Durant left.
Westbrook.
Okay. Yeah. Last one, Kevin Garnett versus Giannis.
Kevin Garnett. Yeah.
All right. Listen, we know that you're going to Orlando in a few days to Tracy McGrady's 1v1 tournament,
mm-hmm.
hosting that. So I just wanted to ask you, last but not least, 1v1, Michael Jordan versus LeBron James.
Both in their prime?
Both in their prime.
LeBron, what you going to do with him?
I hate Boston teams. All Boston teams. And to see somebody like Cam rocking Boston Pele's and, oh, the green, it's nasty work. Like, I don't respect it. Like, that, I don't care what nobody says. You can't be a New York fan, a New Yorker, and fucking with any type of Boston, any type of anything Boston.
No, that's him. He learned how to really, like, run with this algorithm thing. Like he even got like Loopy and all of his Spanish following.
Yeah, all the Dominicans.
You know, and threatening me in my DMs behind, you know, Cam just mentioning, like, I think he told Loopy, like, yeah, you trying to be like Josh, like they see that and they like, all right, forget that they beefing. But Loopy kind of fixed that with a video, but yeah, that's just what he about. This internet, he done figured out how to really be in the algorithm every single day.
The agent of chaos, that's what he is. The agent of chaos, like he just want to start some shit up. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, him and Perk has some shit to say about Knicks fans and Knicks fandom. Perk even mentioned you on your uncle's show. What's up with that?
So there was, no. So what they saying is we shouldn't celebrate until we win. Like everything is too early. Oh, it's only the second round. Oh, it's only the third round. If we're not gonna celebrate until we win a championship, so that means that the last 50 years we just should, we don't deserve no type of celebration.
I mean, listen, I'm not even mad at that because y'all aren't other pedigree of winning. Like this is y'all first time, really not first time in a long time, really showing some championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really going to go there. Only thing is, I feel I can't agree with Perk because that's another Boston dude. Like, and I hate as a player, Perk. I hated Perk as a player because I'm a Laker guy and a Kobe guy. So, I can't go with Perk on that, but he made sense.
Nah, y'all don't make sense. Y'all not going to tell us how to be a fan. We're going to celebrate every game. And we're not going to say, we wouldn't celebrate if we was down 2-0, and then we won one game, now we on the streets. No, but if we up 1-0, that's a reason to celebrate. If we up 2-0, that's definitely a reason to celebrate. We go up 3-0 tonight, we might as well take them brooms out before game four.
Son, it's like a parade outside every time y'all win. Right. It's not like a, yeah, we celebrate, it's y'all got a parade outside after every win. Yeah. That almost saw somebody from Philly get his head taken off walking through the crowd.
A lot of people like went straight to work afterwards, like 6 a.m. and like, you know what? I'm just gonna stay out in the city, get some breakfast, and
just slap people,
lawyers and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
now not those people that was slapping.
Oh, all right.
I'm talking about corporate people who staying out all night. Like, that's New York. So apparently, the First Take stage has become like a Knicks stomping ground where they just go up there to disrespect us. Skip Bayless returned to First Take for the first time in a decade, and one of the first things he had to say was that the Knicks are basically a jazzed up version of the Dallas Cowboys, and actually said we're a worse franchise and he'd rather be a Cowboy fan than a Knicks fan.
Stephen A. Smith, you used to say to me that I get on your last nerve. Remember that?
Yes. I said it often, and it was true.
Allow me to say that on this, you get on my first nerve, because you, for years and years, have constantly ridiculed my Dallas Cowboys as an accident waiting to happen, and you have often been right. I give you that.
I haven't been wrong yet.
Often been right.
Go ahead.
But the ultimate accident waiting to happen that's been happening and happening and happening for many, many years is your New York Knicks. Right?
Not the accent.
Yeah, New York Knicks. Since 1973, you have not won a championship. Since 1973, my Cowboys have actually been to 6 Super Bowls and won 4 of them. I would much rather be a Cowboy fan than a Knicks fan. I want to get that off my chest and out in the middle of this table, because I don't think you can argue with that.
And then there was me. What Skip Bayless is referring to is the Stephen A. Spike Lee, you know, led. Who else be out there? Chris Rock, Ben Stiller, all these people that looks like it hurts to stand up and applaud the team that's about to go to the championship. It's a new wave that came in here. So I'm starting the timeline from when I became, you know, the person that's, you see what's going on with the show. Y'all see me outside in the streets. You go to my Instagram. You know, it gets real personal. It gets real personal with this Knicks stuff. So things are different now. Like, this is a landing spot where the litmus is. Like, players want to come in 22, 23. It's a new prime now. Now you're in your prime at 23, 24 years old. So you want to be in what they call the town. I'm here now. This is my city.